State health officials say 6 people have tested positive for COVID-19 since early February. There are no confirmed cases in Milwaukee. Even so, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett has asked Governor Tony Evers to declare an emergency to help free up federal resources to respond to the coronavirus. Barrett made his request Wednesday, just as the state confirmed that 3 more people have tested positive. 1 person lives in Waukesha County, and 2 live in Fond du Lac County. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports.
Mayor Tom Barrett called a news conference at Milwaukee City Hall yesterday. He says city health officials are preparing for an outbreak here, and he's asking the governor to declare a state emergency so that first responders can be safe.
It's to open the door for federal resources so that we can ensure our health care and public safety officials will have the personal protective equipment they need to continue to serve the residents of Milwaukee.
Barrett says his request is a proactive measure and he doesn't mean to sound the alarm. He says the federal government has stockpiles of equipment, such as masks, gowns, and gloves. In order to access those supplies, there needs to be an emergency declaration. Barrett says the city has been ramping up its lab testing facility at the City Health Department and will increase testing as soon as more kits are available.
To me, testing is very, very important. When I look around the globe, when I look at other parts of the country, in particular, where testing has not been done, there have been problems. Where testing has been done, there seems to be a better response to this.
Barrett says currently the city has the testing capacity for up to 30 cases per day. He says he wants to expand that ability to accommodate up to 500 cases. Right now, the Milwaukee Health Department and the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene at UW-Madison are the only public testing facilities. A couple of private companies are also conducting testing for the virus. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.